I think as a company, we had a business strategy, a long-standing business strategy that if we couldn't sell into South Australia because of a biosecurity or a trade barrier or some kind of unforeseen event, that we would move over here and start producing oysters. I think the very first public statement that I made as the general manager of Cameron Tasmania was that if anything happened, we would always be over here for the growers. And you know, they've sort of repaid that in the following years with being very loyal and a great customer base and basically a great group of guys and girls to work with. So we've got a very close relationship with them. So there's no way that we would ever consider leaving them high and dry, so to speak.
And as you said, you have got a very close relationship with SA growers. Well, how much were you sending, say, per year to SA?
Oh, look, we're sending the majority of what we're producing in Tasmania over here. So we had the lion's share of the market before all of this happened. So that was excellent. But it also meant that the hit to our company in Tasmania was obviously felt a lot more because of that heavy reliance of us on this market. So
tell us about the setup here at Point Boston.
Yeah, so we're working with Yumba Port Lincoln, or Yumba Aquaculture, is the amalgamated group of abalone farms. And that's been a recent amalgamation. So we talked with Sam Abalone, as they previously were known, and there was not the same level of interest and in species diversification, but under the new Yumba company structure, they've been very, very keen to be broad-based, I believe, would be the right sort of way to put it.
Now, in exciting news, you've produced your first batch of commercially viable oysters. So what does that actually mean?
So what it actually means to us is that we've produced a product that we believe is viable for our customers, our consumers, which are the oyster growers along Eyre Peninsula and York Peninsula, to actually take onto their farms and produce a commercial outcome from. So that's an oyster that's generally, it's greater than 2 millimetres in size, and it's got all the characteristics that are required for it to survive outside of the controlled hatchery environment. So it's got nice shape. It's a nice hard oyster that can survive being tumbled around in the tide and spending those 40 degree days out of water on low tide and that sort of thing. So that's what we mean when I'm saying commercially viable.
And so how soon before you can start sending them out to the SA growers?
We're very grateful that we've been able to send out some stock in this last week. So that was a milestone that we set for the company and the joint venture between Cameron's and Yumba Port Lincoln was to try and have stock out by this growing season, which is around March, April is when growers would say that the season's really starting to come to a bit of an end. As we were progressing through, we had some good wins on the board and just an extraordinary effort from everybody involved, and actually managed to bring that timeline forward, which is not something you often hear from hatcheries. So we were very grateful for that. And yeah, it's nice to be able to have sold inside the 12 months from pretty much being down and out of South Australian industry to now back and rearing.
How long before you can see it really picking up and being able to provide everything that the SA growers need?
I think that's going to be a progressive task. And I think that the local hatcheries that are pre-existing in South Australia have done a fantastic job, and hats should be taken off to them. But I still believe there's going to be quite a large hole in the market as time goes on. I can imagine that every spat oyster that we sell now in 12 months to 18 months is going to be out the door again. So we're kind of chasing a moving target, I think, in terms of spat demand. So it's quite a nice situation to be in as a hatchery where we can work cooperatively with the other local hatcheries. I think that it's a very, very nice environment to be working where we can help each other solve problems and do that sort of thing. And I think that we're generating really good outcomes for industry from that. So yeah, I think being that supply limited has allowed it much more so than in the days where it was sort of very heavy competition.
What's the next step now for you guys and what you are doing here in Port Lincoln?
The next step between Yumba, Port Lincoln and Cameron of Taz, I think, is to look towards setting up a bigger facility. So we've done all of our proof of concept work with these batches. We've been very happy with the results. And now it comes down to putting the hand further in the pocket and investing further in Port Lincoln. I think that's a very exciting opportunity for Eyre Peninsula because we're bringing highly skilled and highly technical positions, so good income earning, stable, long-term jobs to the region. And yeah, that's going to be something that I'm really looking forward to.
And you said it's 1 year on since POMS hit Tasmania. Do you feel that there has been enough done to keep SA going for that little bit longer?
Oh, look, absolutely. I think that POMS is one of those things that it's not here today. And as we unfortunately found out in Tasmania, it could be there tomorrow. So I think the important thing is that every year that we don't have it in South Australia is a good year. And the growers and farmers just need to keep farming and just keep in the back of their minds what their plan is. And yeah, you know, hopefully it never arrives over here. But if it does, then we'll be ready. We've got all of the biosecurity lessons that we've learnt as a hatchery from Tasmania. PIRSA and the South Australian Oyster Growers Association have done a lot of different scenario and role play kind of work to make sure that if anything was ever untoward or discovered, that the spread would be minimised and effectively dealt with. And I've got a huge amount of confidence that that work greatly reduced the impact on the industry over here should POMS arrive. So yeah, I think that South Australia should be very confident of their future in oysters.